We continue with the tafsir of the 53rd surah of the Noble Quran, which is Surah An-Najm, a surah in the 27th juz. In the opening verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala outlines the fact that whatever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said was wahi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He did not speak on his own accord. It was revelation that was sent to him. There are two types of revelation, that which is read in the form of the Quran, and that which was in the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That was the ahadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In these verses, Allah then speaks about the medium between Allah and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that was none other than Jibreel Amin. And Allah, in these verses, outline the qualities of Jibreel Amin, and then goes on to speak about the interaction and the meeting of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Jibreel Amin. Allah says, Allamahu shadidul quwa, one endowed with severe force has taught him. Dhu mirratin fastawa, one who is powerful, who then sat upright. Allah is the one who actually sent down the revelation. However, the revelation came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through the strong, powerful, handsome, fine-looking angel, Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is said that he only seen Jibreel on two occasions. وَهُوَ بِالْأُفُقِ الْأَعْلَى. He was in an elevated corner on the horizon. That the elevated corner refers to the eastern horizon where the true dawn appears. And in the early period, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was commissioned as a Nabi. He saw Jibreel in his original form sitting on a chair. On that occasion, the sky appeared to be filled with by the presence of Jibreel on the horizon. These verses have two meanings. One is that it could be that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is on the Mi'raj, and that will be referred to in the coming verses, or it could refer to the fact that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Jibreel on the Mi'raj. Anyway, that is an academic discussion amongst the scholars. Sha'bi narrates from Masruq, who says that Kuntu inda Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, that I was once sitting with Ummul Mu'mineen, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, faqultu, I said, alaysa Allahu yaqul, wa laqad ra'au bil ufuqil mubeen, that did Allah not say that indeed he saw him in the clear horizon, meaning that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is that not the case? Wa laqad ra'au nazlatan ukhra, and that he saw him another time after that. So does that not refer to the fact that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Allah, subhanAllah. And Ummul Mu'mineen, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala says, فَقَالَتْ أَنَا أَوَّلُ هَذِي الْأُمَّةِ سَأَلْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ سَلَّمَ عَلَيْهِ عَنْ هَذَا. I was the first of the Ummah to ask Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about this, and he said, ذَاكَ جِبْرِيلْ لَمْ يَرَهُ فِي سُورَتِهِ الَّتِي خُلِقَ عَلَيْهَا إِلَّا مَرَّتَيْنِ رَآهُ مُنْهَبِطًا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ الْأَرْضِ Saddan عِذَمَ خَلْقِهِ مَا بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. That was in fact Jibreel. He only saw him twice in his actual real form. He saw Jibreel descend from the heavens to the earth, and he was so huge that he covered the entire horizon between the sky and the earth. So that was one of the narrations. There's also further elaboration in that regard. So this is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam seeing Jibreel, and then ثُمَّ دَنَا فَتَدَلَّ فَكَانَ قَابَ قَوْسَيْنِ أَوْ أَدْنَى, that he drew closer and then came suspended, and he thus came within two bows length or even closer. فَأَوْحَى إِلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ مَا أَوْحَى, Allah then revealed to his servant what he revealed at that time. So the distance of the length, despite being connected to his abode, Jibreel descended and came close to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was not even a distance of more than two spans, or the bow span, between them. At that time, Allah sent his special revelation to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the verses, Ya ayyuhal muzzammil and Ya ayyuhal mudassir, Qum fa'andhir, That was the revelation that was sent to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on that occasion. So this was the close proximity that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was to the great angel, the archangel Jibreel Alayhi Salatu Wasalam. Allah goes on to say that what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had seen at this time was correct. مَا كَذَبَ الْفُؤَادُ مَا رَأَى. The messenger's heart did not lie of what he saw. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saw Jibreel with his very eyes. At that time, his heart told him that these eyes are correctly beholding Jibreel. There is no error in the sense of seeing something and imagining it to be something else. So his heart was true in informing him that this is the recognition that Allah had instilled, that this was really Jibreel. Now, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saw it, he was convinced about it, that was the reality. Yet people belied him afterwards. They said, no, that wasn't Jibreel, you were hallucinating, you were seeing things. Allah then puts the question, أَفَتُمَارُونَهُ عَلَى مَا يَرَى. Are you now going to dispute with him about what he saw? You didn't see it, how can you then argue? You weren't there. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was there that moment. Now, how can you then dispute what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saw? A revelation was sent by Allah. It was brought to him by the angel who appeared in his original form. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saw this. You were not there. إِذَا لَمْ تَرَى الْهِلَالِ فَسَلِّمْ لِلنَّاسِ رَأَوْهُ بِالْأَبْصَارِ. The poet says that if you did not see the crescent yourself, acknowledge it that the observation of those who saw it with their very eyes. So you can't just say, no, I don't believe it. Why? Because I didn't see it. The fact that you didn't see it, that does not mean that it was not there to be seen. So that is what we've been told in this verse. And if you're disputing this, وَلَقَدْ رَآهُ نَزْلَةً أُخْرَى. That Allah, Jibreel, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had seen Jibreel on yet another occasion. And when was this? In the Sidratil Muntaha, by the low tree of the furthest limit. Indaha Jannatul Ma'wa, near it is the abode of the palaces. So when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had undertaken the unique and miraculous journey of Mi'raj, where he went beyond the boundaries of this world and traversed the seven heavens and went beyond that to Sidratul Muntaha. Above the seven heavens is the low tree. And there, at that moment, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam once again saw Jibreel. At that moment, now how can you deny that? How can you reject that? He saw there Jibreel in his original form, and that was the second time. And this is where Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also saw paradise. Now, we should not infer and we should not compare things to this world. Just as the grapes, the pomegranates and the other fruit of paradise cannot be compared to those of this world, there's no similitude between the two. Similarly, the low tree can also not be compared to the low trees of this world. Allah alone knows how it looks. Nevertheless, this tree is situated on the border of both sides. It is the limit between where the deeds that go up from this side and the injunctions that come down. So there's always activity there at that point where Allah is giving out His instructions and the angels are picking up. Allah refers to that, حَتَّى إِذَا فُزِّ عَنْ قُلُوبِهِمْ قَالُوا مَاذَا قَالَ رَبُّكُمْ. That at that moment, when the instruction is given, there's like a moment of unconsciousness in the heavens. When the angels have to pick up, that instruction is so heavy that it sort of puts them in a slumber. And then they gain their consciousness and they say, what is our Rabb instructing us? So that is the instructions that comes down that needs to be carried out throughout the earth on the one hand. And on the other hand, the good deeds of the believers, every Monday and Thursday at the time of Maghrib, it is taken up to the heavens and it is presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is the activity that takes place in the Sidratil Muntaha. At that moment, إِذْ يَخْشَ السِّدْرَةَ مَا يَخْشَى. When they covered the low tree, whatever was covering it. So there were a large number of angels at the Sidratul Muntaha at the time of the Mi'raj. And this created a unique manifestation of the effulgence of this tree. The angels were in large numbers, with one angel to every leaf. And according to some ahadith, whatever was covering it refers to the golden butterflies that were on this tree at the time of Mi'raj. And they were very striking in color, which which attracted the heart, and the moment eyes were set onto them, the splendor, the beauty, the attractiveness, the brilliance of that tree was beyond description. And that is what is being referred to in these verses, as was described by Ibn Kathir. كَانَ أَخْسَانُ السِّدْرَةِ لُؤْلَأً وَيَاقُوتًا وَزَبَرْجَدًا فَرَآهُ مُحَمَّدٌ صلى الله عليه وسلم وَرَآ رَبَّهُ بِقَلْبِهِ. The branches of the low tree were pearls, they were sapphires, they were crystallites. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw this tree and he saw his sustainer with his heart. So since the seeing was not only with his heart but with his eyes, as well as it being with the heart, Imam Tabrani rahimahullah says, Ra'a maratan, maratan bi qalbihi wa maratan bi basarihi. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Allah twice, once with his heart and once with his eyes. So that is the various commentaries on this. That in the one sense, we look at these verses as being Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looking at Jibreel and seeing Jibreel with his own eyes. And some of the commentators are of the opinion that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that was the true seeing that occurred at that time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as is taken, said in the verses, La tudriku al-absar, wa huwa yudriku al-absar. Eyes cannot perceive him because there is the weakness within the eyes. When the people were with Musa al-Islam, wanted to see Allah, and then Allah revealed his tajalli to the mountain was reduced to rubble, it crumbled. At that moment, they all fell unconscious. So what we learn from this is that the illumination and the manifestation of Allah is different and comes in different ways. And some of them subdue the eyes while others do not. We can therefore say that the levels of seeing Allah in the year after, when the eye will be sharpened to the extent that it can bear that. Yet in this world, the eyes cannot bear that. On the journey of Mi'raj, if Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did see Allah, then it would have been a special level of seeing Allah on the night of ascension. No human is partner equal to that peculiarity of seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in, as has been indicated by the commentators of the hadith. So this is what is being uniquely referred to in the verses. مَا زَاغَ الْبَصَرُ وَمَا طَغَى. Allah says that the sight neither went astray nor did go beyond. Whatever the eye saw, it saw with full control and certainty. Neither the eye swerved to the right nor to the left, nor did go beyond. It was to the extent that it was, لَقَدْ رَآ مِنْ آيَاتِ رَبِّ الْكُبْرَى. Without doubt, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saw the great signs of his sustainer, and that was on the epic journey of Mi'raj. So these are matters of the unseen that we need to have full conviction in, and it's also for us to realize the great position that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in that he had taken him on this journey and shown him the signs of the unseen. May Allah grant us the understanding.